This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The news team is scrambling, trying to find their stories for news or no.
News. News.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No. Our only real
hope, I like the way you do,
is to decide.
Nope.
This is news.
Hey.
Or no.
What the announcer do is, God. News or no. The stories. I just want the stories of the day. The stories. Yeah. This is when we actually tackle real things, supposedly. Just a quick refresher. Everyone in the room has a nope, and nobody's used their nope this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to nope, is your time? No, I was gonna let the listeners do it, but we don't want to. I don't want to read that many nopes in a row.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
The National Women's Soccer League team that is coming here to Denver. What are you? Why are you groaning?
Because I can't use my nope on it.
Right, because it's women's sports, and you can't.
And I would get in so much trouble.
Right.
I just. Hey, Rapids, love you. Looking at you, you're great. But I don't care about soccer that much. I don't care about American soccer.
But I feel like I'm going to be controversial.
Boys or girls, okay?
Women's soccer is way cooler. It's way
than
better.
Than boys soccer?
Yes.
Is it?
The men's team, the U.S. men's team?
They were kind of terrible.
The U.S. women's team, great.
Who was that guy that looked like Dave Matthews? It was like the...
Landon Donovan?
Is that him? He looked like... He does look... You knew exactly what I'm talking about, though.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
They used to be good.
Yeah, but they were never like... Here's my problem, and please don't be mad at me, but I was like married to a Brazilian, so like soccer's different.
Football.
Yeah.
They're so much better than we are. Like they start playing soccer like as they fall out of the womb.
But the women's team.
Okay, so maybe. Okay, so
good.
more news about the women's soccer
team. Oh yeah,
team.
So they have a general manager now. He's the former general manager and chiefs.
Nope.
Oh, he used it! Let's go! Let's go!
Fine.
That's, wow, that's, that
you
was a
You don't care
late...
about the guy, you care about the women.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Enough about this guy.
Hack, are you really going to try to play it that way? 303-222-5423. You spell his name T period Hack.
I wouldn't care about any soccer, period.
Okay.
Men or women.
Old.
That's kind of equality.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good. Oh, you're going to go now.
Yeah.
After pulling a nope.
Sure.
That feels like you shot her and then took over.
Well, Erica spent earlier this week watching the American Music Awards,
yeah.
And she was the only one. As the viewership dropped by 22% since last year.
I was going to nope you, but this is too good.
Dude,
it was so bad.
Not a single artist who was nominated for Artist of the Year showed up.
Not one?
Not one.
And again, I said this, like I said that, I think I said it off air because I didn't want to be in trouble, but the two people who won Entertainer of the Year in country,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce for female, Post Malone for male.
Yeah.
And if you check the country charts, neither one of them, like right now, top 10 or every single song in the top 10 of country chart is by one artist right now.
Lainey Wilson.
No, it's Morgan Wallen has all 10 of the top 10.
Wow.
Because that's what you get when you release an album with 37 songs on it,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah. But also, this is of the year. The AMAs were of the year, but still, horrible show.
But both Beyonce and Post Malone, their entire body of work is like 10% country.
Right.
You know,
not
like, they're not like country artists. They've made country songs,
they
but they're not a country artist.
Don't
we
think it's like the Lainey Wilsons of the world and the like.
Yeah, who's 100% country, all of her
songs. Wouldn't you be mad if she won Entertainer of the Year? Like if somebody other than you won, anybody, if anybody won, you'd be like, if Gwen Stefani won because she did the duet with her husband, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so nobody watched.
4.73 million people watched, which
that is a lot.
Yeah.
I would say a low number.
That's the thing is, it's a lot of people, but still really low for
Yeah, what is award. It? What's the Super Bowl get? Like 30 million or 50 million or something, right?
So, yeah.
Sporting events get like book. Okay, so then
and you know what? The Super Bowl did better because Taylor was there. So,
oh my god,
127.7 million for the Super Bowl.
What? Okay,
wow. It was record breaking.
Okay,
we can because just... Taylor Swift was there.
Good
can
evening.
I note her commentary?
I don't know. I used mine already.
You still have a note?
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am sensing a divorce coming with Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. She just sold her makeup brand for $1 billion, and I think this is her way of kind of
getting her
ready.
Own.
Getting ready.
Oh.
She sold it for what?
$1 billion.
Does she get all that? Or did she have like investors
team,
and
yeah.
partners and like whatever?
But that's way more than they probably invested.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber's worth a bill.
Well, minimum.
I don't know if she's worth a bill, but
that company.
She sold it to Elf, which is like the biggest makeup.
Oh, yeah. Even I know what that is.
Yeah. Well, you do okay. have a daughter.
Sure, that's why.
And a former
wife. Okay. Wow. So you think this is an indicator?
Yeah.
Did he comment on it? Do we know?
No.
Did Justin?
No, yeah. He posted about it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he posted a very interesting photo of them.
So he's still support. He's being the supportive husband.
I don't know if you can call what he's doing supportive. His whole comment about her Vogue shoe, like,
yeah.
I just how does this keep happening? It's like Selena Gomez sold hers for like $1 billion. Kylie Jenner did it for $1 billion. Yeah. Like, how many $1 billion makeup companies can there be before there's not a market for it? How does this keep? This is like the only way to be. I got a lot. Yeah. Hack Cosmetics. I'm out of here. What am I doing?
You should do like Hack Skin because you have flawless skin.
Oh, thank you.
You do have nice skin.
Thank you. It'll just be a dirty washcloth.
Okay. What did he post?
He posted a photo of her, and then the next slide is her caption. There is no caption on his post, and all the comments say like, Daddy's not allowed to do captions anymore. Bros in caption jail. Oh, because she put him in caption jail after the vote.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.